and it really was not related to countries that they had been to.
And is this how they got to start to display them at rallies, hanging them off the front of their trailers?
I think that that probably was part of it, is that it was rooted in displaying flags.
We're looking at the Showcase Area 1 picture, if you're following along. And I see some blueprints, and it says there's some, this is personal items of Wally and your mother.
Right. The blueprints are a complete set of original blueprints for making the Airstream Airlight. And the display has a whole variety of different things. If we go over a couple of pictures, we can start talking about a couple of individual items. If you go to Always Conversation Piece, the Wally Byam whiskey bottle, because people are always laughing at that. Say, well, did he have his own distillery? Well, no. But probably on the 1957 Annapolis 500 Kentucky Derby caravan, they probably actually put a private label on some straight bourbon whiskey.
Interesting.
Very nice.
I was going to say something, but then I said, oh, I better not.
Right.
But it was just a nice keepsake to put in there.
Sure.
Now we see he has all of these items in here, the knives and all the different pieces. And I know we talked about before, like in the Airstream, where they had the shortwave radios, and he uses the horn for the PA. We always kind of got the idea that Wally was kind of a probably more of a high tech kind of a personality, even for his day and age.
I think that the best way to describe Wally was a gadgeteer. He loved gadgets. He always, on foreign tours, specifically, I would say, from Europe on through Africa, had a transoceanic Zenith. He would pick up, say, in Africa, he would listen to the Voice of America. Voice of Moscow, he probably wouldn't listen to, though they broadcast in English. But the BBC at that time was probably the best way to keep up with news of the world. It was fairly straightforward and had a lot of honesty and integrity in what they broadcast. Say maybe more so than Voice of America, which was probably more geared for propaganda.
Yeah. So as we move on, we see you have in the display case actually the Wanderlust Airstream at 75, which probably a lot of our listeners have. That's a pretty good representation of Wally's history, you think?
Yes. When, as I said, my mother passed away in October, a few months after her death, I had a call from somebody named Russ Banham. And so I called him back and introduced myself, and we started talking. He said, well, I want to spend about 30 minutes talking with you. I'm writing a book about the history of Airstream. Well, that 30 minutes turned in about 45 or 60 minutes, hours, not minutes, of conversations. I sent him roughly 35 pounds of documents and pictures to go through and find out information. And out of all of that, he had to go back to Airstream, who was actually footing the bill for the book, and ask them to extend it by 16 pages based on the additional information that I gave him and the pictures.
Oh, that's kind of cool, because now we have a lot more accurate detail, I'm sure, with your input on that book.
And we corrected a lot of things, too.
Oh,
and there's
sure.
still a lot of stuff out there that's not correct. I don't know if I have that. You know, how long do people live? You know, I'm 73 now. And am I going to live to be 100?